I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, March 28, 2013 to order. First agendized item is agenda request review. Nikki?
Good morning. I have several items in front of you to review for possibility of placing on the agenda.
I'd like to put number one in executive session.
When?
Well, do we have a schedule for that day anytime? Yet?
You guys can choose the day.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, do we have attorneys or anybody coming that we have executive session that day?
Which day, Dan?
There's no day.
Monday?
Monday. Attorneys will not be here, but we can set up an executive because there might be several of these items that might fall.
Well, the only thing is Brandon's not going to be here, and that subject there needs his input also, I think.
Actually, let me back up. Frank will be here due to the vacates on Monday.
You want to post it for next Thursday?
If we're not overloaded, we're going to get...
If Frank's going to be here, Dan and I'll chat with him, but let's schedule it in exec.
Yeah, let's make an executive session available.
Under potential litigation.
Yeah. That'll be sometime later in the morning after our other business.
Gentleman number two...
I think we need to push that one. Do you have anything for number two?
I don't have any recommendations at this time.
They've only turned in one, but I did have a member of that department come and talk to me, and they said that they didn't have a quorum if we didn't make some appointments.
How many? I thought there's only two openings.
There's some difficulty with one of the other board members, and I don't know whether it's illness or something like that, but anyway, there's some concern there. So I think that if we can get another recommendation or two, or if you guys have one, well, we could place it on there, but if we don't have one... Well,
is there anyone here that's willing to make a nomination that next Monday we can do it? If not,
It needs to be... It can't be Monday because it can't be before the election.
Are any of us going to have any recommendations for this particular board? If we are, I'm all set to schedule, and or any others that...
I would say that we need to put this on the agenda for next Thursday.
Okay.
What's the date next Thursday, Dan?
The 4th of April.
Does that work, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
The 4th.
I see there's no number three. Excuse me, there's no number three.
Correct.
Why, I don't understand the issue on number four. And the question is, at least from my perspective, we're not set to be a lien yet. I don't understand what...
I don't understand it either, Ron. After visiting with the elected official, why we would have it on there.
Something that is real quick. A matter
when
for
was
a
this,
regular session. Or
when was
that?
This sent?
Friday.
Did we not take care of that Monday?
I thought we did. I mean, I thought it was a BOE issue.
We took care of that Monday.
check back with that person and see, but he right, we met with that individual and...
Number five looks like it's pretty... Is that just an approval of a letter?
Yes.
Can you set that up for Monday?
Monday the 1st or Monday the...
No, this coming Monday.
The 1st.
If that's something that he needs to do right away, is it? Is it
yes,
a time
it is.
Sensitive?
Yes.
Are you all right with that, Brandon? Because we got there's a few things on there. We were trying to schedule around.
Can I get a copy of the letter?
It's been emailed to you already.
The 1st.
Did it come from...
Me.
Number six. I would like you to request that those delinquents be delivered so that the commission can go through them as per our requirements under law. Those can be brought up, then at our leisure individually, we can go through them in the conference room. Number seven. If I'm understanding this, is the sewer district requesting that the county commission pay for half of their audit?
The letter attached here.
Sorry. Request is number one that we put this on the agenda to talk about it.
I don't know how you gentlemen wanted to handle it.
Let me suggest this, that the audit in part, the majority of which is an audit of the sales tax capital improvements fund. In the past, that cost has been divided. Or between funds, it was between general county revenue and between capital improvement sales tax, and the GCR was actually probably refunded by, I'm assuming, their operating revenues that they have in that district. I believe because they're having to audit that Bee Creek State Revolving Fund and all the dollars and expenses that are tied with it, that we need to take half of the cost of that out of that contingency fund that we have set up in 780 account. And that's what their request is.
Gotcha.
I can go ahead.
So rather than agendize it, my suggestion would be to set it up, and then we can either approve it or not approve it when it comes through accounts payable. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Would you inform them of that, and then we just won't put it on the agenda, Will?
Are you going to post number six, first part of it?
Right after we have an opportunity to review.
Okay.
I would recommend, Ron, that we post it and then review it and approve it or disapprove it.
How about next Thursday?
That's would be my recommendation on that.
Okay.
Is you can post it and let her make a presentation, but.
We have a BRO soft match request that has come in from another county. What that means is, since we have a number of soft funds that are available to the county, we have another county that would like to buy those from us on a 2-to-1 ratio. So for every dollar, we'd get 50 cents. So at 100,000, the county would receive 50. But I'd like to set that up for discussion when we're all here. Is that okay for next Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, we can get some information on BRO funding and exactly where we're at. I know that we have uses within the county that we're looking at ourselves. Mm-hmm. Is that all right?
That's all right. There's in this same thing, do we need to have a, there was a presentation request made, or someone came forward with a presentation about explaining the entire situation of our BRO fund. Do you want to have that first?
What if we could have that at the same time?
Yeah.
Whether that would be Beth Schaller or somebody that she recommends to set with us and to go through with the county regarding what we have, what we can anticipate, what we could use it for, how it can be used.
How long do you need for that, for both of those items, if we're going to put them together?
30 minutes, 20 minutes. Ask Beth how long that would take. Just, we need a briefing. And if we could do that for Thursday, that would be good.
Go ahead and put number 9 on. If do you want to put that on for the?
Well, it's starting that Monday.
Huh? Excuse me. What did you say?
It's starting. He's asking for Monday, and it's starting on Monday.
The repairs are scheduled to begin then.
Okay.
Is that? Randy, that's just an update.
Randy, help me out. It looks like we're having the initial repairs on the damage to the garage. It's going to begin on Monday.
Yes.
What is the update regarding?
That's pretty exactly. Basically, just giving you heads up how they're going to, what they're starting on, how they're going to proceed.
Well, I think the most important thing that we have here, if they've got a scheduled date for Monday, is that we contact all personnel through an email places. And
I know that we've already flashed one out, but we probably need to remind everybody daily. Maybe even post it down on their door and our door, their door being judicial facility, our doors being here, because somebody's going to miss it.
Okay.
And somebody's going to get parked out there. Maybe, Randy, we can also block that off?
Actually, that's going to be taken care of.
Okay.
All the requests we sent out back in was to make sure that the upper level was cleared of all vehicles before Monday.
How about the lower level?
It's fine the way it is. We can still utilize it for a while. I'll keep them, everybody posted. Basically.
So we think there'll be no damage coming from the upper level to the lower level if you're parked under it?
What they're going to start on for the first week and a half, where they're going to park down below is fine.
Okay, because we've got that cordoned off already, right?
Right.
Okay.
We're okay.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to send out another email, as you said.
Do you want to do it?
Tomorrow. Today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that email, are you putting available parking behind the and down by the Sheriff's Department? when we had construction of the facility going on, we parked several vehicles across the road. I don't know whether the road and bridge done any work there on that lot or not, but we had vehicles that were parked across the road. Could there be someone contacted to see if that would be available?
I don't know where you're referring to.
Are you talking about the church?
No. I was talking about the ones that enter from this side over here. There was some parking across the road where the old motel and stuff used to sit.
Across the highway?
Mm-hmm.
Let's check with MoDOT, too, to see if we can utilize that space out here. Didn't we do that once before, where they had prevented us from parking? We were able to park down the highway along the road? Yes, no?
We can. I mean, all available parking is what the way I would put it. We'll just check on. We're going to put Randy in charge of that, too.
I'll call MoDOT and see if we can utilize that.
Or Harlan. Harlan's already plugged in. Look.
Hey, Nikki, on that letter,
mm-hmm.
Just a couple of grammatical errors. You fix those? Or, I don't know who wrote it, but I know you didn't, but before they signed it, you might.
Yeah, I didn't.
There's an N instead of an A, stuff like that.
I've also thought that if we could, on a Thursday, put together a work session for 2 to 3 hours upstairs to go through nothing but documents that are in filing cabinets, that way we could be together to talk about whether we retain them or get rid of them. I know that that had been done before, but we still have several filing cabinets of information that we need to go back through, and we'll save those we're not sure of and let counsel look at. And Ron has stuff too.
Yeah.
It might not take us that long, but if we can agendize it, then we can sit and go through and throw. And, is that all right?
For a couple hours or so.
Yep. Yes. Schedule for Thursday, if there's enough time, a couple of hours for old document work session.
Okay.
It'll give us the time to go through those papers. Are we needing to schedule Randy to talk about the parking garage, or did we just do that? Nikki, will you answer the request from the Osage County Commissioners that are looking for BRO funds, that the County Commission will be considering that as we meet with R&B and Council over the course of the next 10 days?
Mr. Houseman?
We're going to have it scheduled already for Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't. Neighboring counties that we have requested those BRO funds in the past, I think they should be considered before we step outside of our region for possible, if they can evenly match the funds that we, Ozark and Douglas both have requested from us, if we had any available, that they'd be able to
buy them. I agree with you 100%. I'm just out of courtesy letting this other county know that we're considering their request and we received it. Anything else for agenda requests? Nikki, anything else?
I don't have anything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Runway lighting project funding. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Fine. What I have before you, I hope you have a copy. If you don't, I can share it with you. I'm sorry. Okay. As two documents. The first one is an airport aid agreement issued by MoDOT Aviation Section. The second one is an engineering consultant agreement. It's also, the form is from MoDOT, but it's the agreement is with our engineering consultant, Garver LLC, out of Fayetteville. The airport has been pursuing a grant for runway lighting installation, new runway lighting system installation, along with runway end identifier lights. The first estimate that we had was from previous, like 2 years ago, with an earlier consultant, and we now have a new consultant. The MoDOT stepped the funding for this project for us, and that was great news for us with the limited funding that they report having. And project is estimated to come in, well, the original project was estimated to come in considerably higher than what was originally stepped. So I went back to MoDOT with concessions, and they began to look at it. After initially denying it, they looked at it favorably. The current estimate for the runway lighting exchange alone is still higher than originally stepped, but MoDOT was stimulated enough with the reduction in the estimate that they suggested that we begin the design phase of the project. And I indicated that I wouldn't be comfortable doing that without a grant in hand. They offered the grant. So we have a grant that you have there before you designed to fund the design phase of this project. There's no guarantee that MoDOT will come through with the rest of the grant for the actual construction later. If I was asked my opinion on it, I would say that, well, I would be surprised if they would foot $48,000 for the design phase if they didn't plan on digging deeper for the rest of the project. This grant we have here is for the design of the project only. It's for Their portion of the grant is $43,516. Our portion, our 10%, would be $4,835. That makes the project $48,350. And the project consultant agreement is for $48,351. So the grant covers the design phase is what it does. It's a 90% return on our money for the design phase only. My expectation is to come back later after this part is done and have the rest of the project under grant. The airport board met, reviewed this, and they have recommended that this commission approve and execute these two documents.
Let me add that County Council Frank Cotty has weighed in on this, and he has approved these agreements to form. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, were you asking me this?
No, I was okay. Just reading what council had sent us.
Yes.
The last paragraph, did you read that?
As part of this, MoDOT requires an ordinance, as they have in the past, signed by the commission, that would authorize the presiding commissioner to execute these documents. The only thing that Frank recommended was that I remove one element from the ordinance itself that indicated that he approved it as the form, but then he approved it as presented now.
Has that been done on the documents that are in front of us?
No. I don't think you probably have the ordinance, do you?
No, it's up down the front, it says.
The difference between maybe what you have on your ordinance and what we have after consulting with Frank Cotty was that the part at the bottom where he would sign it approved as the form has been removed.
And you have that with you today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You're right. That's not here. Okay. We have two ordinances that you're seeking approval of for today, then? Or just one?
What I'm seeking is your approval and execution of the engineering consultant agreement with Garver and the state grant with MoDOT. It would be necessary for you to also execute the ordinance that allows you to execute the other two documents as part of this.
Mark, you had said something a while ago that I didn't quite understand. You said that Garver is our consultant now, but they were not the consultant when this was first brought to MoDOT. Is that right?
When what I have with MoDOT that I keep current is a capital improvement plan. On the capital improvement plan are a list of documents that I wish to seek grants for in the future. That's with MoDOT all the time, and I keep that updated. The projects that I wish to seek grants for in the future have to have estimates on their cost. And so this was one of those projects more than 2 years ago. And so the estimate that was on the capital improvement plans was $350,000 at that time. When we presented it, then they finally did stip that money for us. Now the estimate for this project is $486,000, I think. That's what it is. I'd have to look at that again. The total project is over $400,000. So the original project we presented to them ended up being over $600,000, and MoDOT declined that pretty quick. And so then when we made these changes, they seemed to act favorably toward the $400,000-plus project. They did not originally stip that, but they can look and see if they have the additional funding. That's when they suggested we proceed with the design phase.
Right. That's not really my question, though. My question is, did you go through the proper procedures on
changing engineers?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me, if I can interrupt for just a second, call on Mr. Erickson. We went through the process, did we not, Ron, that Dan's asking the questions of? And we went out. Go ahead. I'll let you address this.
Yes, it was an RFQ that I assisted the airport board and Mark with, and we went through that whole phase and put that out, and we received responses, and we reviewed those and submitted them to the airport board.
That's all I needed to know, because I didn't understand what, and it was probably my hearing of the conversation whenever he said that we switched engineers. So we had actually done that through the
formally through an RFQ
process.
Mm-hmm. Several months ago.
Yes. Okay, that's all I needed to know. I just want to make sure. I'm just trying to cover.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Our basis. So.
First, gentlemen, we need to address the ordinance that's been presented, which will authorize the county commission to execute an agreement.
Signed by the county commissioner, is that what I understood?
Yeah, here's a, you want a copy of it?
No.
Is this all the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Move to approve an ordinance to authorize the county commission to execute a contract between the county of Taney and the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, providing for airport aid agreement, reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve an ordinance to authorize the County Commission to execute a contract between the County of Taney and Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, providing for airport aid agreement and reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance. Discussion. Let me read that the ordinance itself states that the commission is hereby authorized to execute on behalf of the County of Taney a contract with the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission providing for airport aid agreement and reimbursement of funds for airport maintenance. That all ordinances or parts of ordinances therefore enacted which are in conflict herewith are hereby repealed, and this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after the date of its passage and approval.
Understanding that the airport funds are $4,800 on the 90-10% match,
yes.
And that they would be taken from the airport funds budget.
That's my understanding. Can I ask that we stand in recess for a 5-minute period of time to further read these documents? And let's stand in recess.